Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
NPHET issued instructions yesterday about children. Effectively, children are to have no play dates and to be grounded for the next 2 weeks. That is the recommendation of NPHET, that there be no play dates, no pantos, no nativities, no concerts for the next 2 weeks, to try to slow the movement of Delta in the community. They shouldn't go to birthday parties, nativity plays, communions, sleepovers, or indoor play dates while the latest surge continues. Also, NPHET recommends that children over the age of 9 should be wearing masks on the bus and in the shop. And from third class upwards in primary school, children should be wearing masks. And that should remain the case until at least mid-February. That's NPHET's letter to Minister Stephen Donnelly. Now, it hasn't happened yet, but next week, when the Cabinet meets, these things could become the way to go, as it were. Also, it's been announced yesterday that the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds can begin. European Medicines Agency has approved it. NIAC will approve it now. And it's supposed to start after Christmas, the vaccination of 5 to 11-year-olds. Let's bring in Laura Erskine with Baby Doc Club. Laura, a lot to take in for parents this morning. Forget about what's happening in Africa. Let's focus on our own doorstep. A lot to take in. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, there certainly is. Between the recommendations to limit our social interactions for younger children over the next 2 weeks, the mask wearing, the vaccinations, parents certainly have a lot to digest over the coming days. And it couldn't be a better time than actually looking at all of this information with the toy show being aired tonight. I think underlining that we all want a safe Christmas whereby we can see our family and our friends is the priority for most parents. So, you know, taking on board some of these recommendations by the government would be a good idea to help us all achieve that, particularly when it comes to limiting our social interactions outside of school over the next 2 weeks to try and stem the transmission of the Delta variant amongst primary school children, where we know that there's, you know, already 10,000 cases in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Then we've got a further 15,000 kids isolating just because they've been in close contact. You know, it's very significant. And when you compare that then to secondary schools, where the numbers are far lower, we can see that mask wearing is obviously working, because the secondary school students have been wearing their masks since they returned to school in September, and the primary school students haven't. So the new recommendation for children from third to sixth class to wear masks in school is a good idea. We know it works. It's been recommended by the WHO, and we're seeing it working in our secondary school population. So it makes sense that children who can understand and wear masks properly should be wearing them. And they are those students in the third to sixth class of primary schools.
Listening to the response from parents on the various news programs last night and this morning, a lot of parents will be uneasy about putting a mask on a third class child. There's a lot of nonsense out there about psychology and damage and all this kind of thing, but you reckon, look, they'll get used to it. They're resilient little beasts. They'll get used to it.
Exactly. They are. They really are resilient. They're well used to seeing people wearing masks. Some of them have even worn them on aeroplanes over the summer when they went travelling with their families, because that was a requirement at that time, depending on the country that they were visiting. You know, France have been getting children over five to wear masks since before the summer. They had the children wearing schools wearing them over there too. So, you know, it's not unusual. Some children are choosing to wear masks where they have had a cold and they don't want to transmit it, or where they've a vulnerable member in their family and they've opted to wear masks to be extra precaution for their own, you know, immediate circle. And children are, you know, at that age, they understand the importance of it. They want Christmas just as much as every other child. And they also follow what their peers do. So, you know, if most children in their class are wearing masks, they won't want to be the ones who are the odd ones out. They will want to wear the masks too. What will be important is that they wear them correctly. So that means taking them on and off using the ear loops rather than handling the main part of the mask, because we don't want to be wearing masks just to tick a box. We want them to be effective.
Yeah.
And they do need to be wearing, you know, if they're going to be wearing them in school over a prolonged period of time, just taking them off at break times when they're out in the fresh air, then they need to be breathable. So some of the ones that are available to buy in some of the department stores that aren't the disposable ones, they may not be the easiest to breathe through. They yeah. may be made from, you know, man-made materials. And so actually the disposable ones are the ones that have the three layers that are the easiest to wear and to breathe within. Mm-hmm. And actually they come in a child size. So it would be helpful if the government could provide those primary schools, and that way we don't need to be worrying about whether a child has washed it properly, whether a child can breathe through it properly. Mm-hmm. And if those disposable masks in an appropriate size were provided to schools, where they could take a new one every single morning going into the classroom, then I think it would really help.
And also
to mitigate,
it would ease the expense for parents of having to buy them.
Absolutely. And you don't want that to be, you know, a challenging factor for parents in terms of taking this on board. And we must remember that children also take their cues from their parents. So much like if a parent is nervous about going to the dentist, they can pass that anxiety onto their children. So parents need to be positive about the mask wearing. Children are well used to seeing it within their own communities, lots of children wearing masks already, lots of adults wearing masks, teenagers, and they just need to get behind it, and the children will take their cue from that.
Yeah. I know that through Baby Doc Club, you get a good sense of what the feeling is. What is the feeling among parents up and down the country, Laura, the ones that you can see, are the ones that you interact with, about the latest developments, do you think?
Overall, I think parents are relieved that something is being done. We've seen the cases rising dramatically over the last 4 weeks, and everyone's been sort of waiting for an announcement from the government that they're going to try and get a handle on this. Nobody wants Christmas to be cancelled. We've had too much hardship when it comes to children and their social activities being, you know, hindered because of COVID, and indeed family holidays and lots of family occasions, communions being postponed and cancelled numerous times. So everybody wants Christmas to go ahead. And if we make these decisions now and we implement them quickly and we all get behind it, then we'll be able to look forward to spending Christmas with our family and friends. We all want the extracurricular activities to continue going ahead, because they're really important for a child's mental health. You know, being able to play the football, to go to gymnastics, to go to piano, acting classes, all of those things, they're so important. And not all of those activities happen outdoors. So any children that have been competing in those activities, you know, indoors, some of them have already been wearing masks and are happy to do so just so that they can continue participating. That's also really important. But I think parents are hitting a burnout stage. We're at this now almost 2 years. And, you know, really, we all thought we'd be much further ahead, you know, that the pandemic would be behind us. Not that we'd be heading into a fifth wave. So anything that we can do to try and mitigate the spread of COVID, you know, in terms of social distancing, mask wearing, vaccinations.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that, Laura. What's the feeling, do you think, among parents about vaccinations of the 5 to 11 year olds?
I think anybody who has an older child who's had the 12 plus vaccine will be happy for their younger children to get the vaccine, because they've seen it work. They've seen it being effective. They know that somebody who gets vaccinated, even if they do contract COVID, that it'll be a much milder form. And I think the worry out there with this new South African variant that seems to have more variations of the protein spike, making it even more resistant to vaccines and more deadly to people who contract it, that, you know, they'll want to do everything they can to try and prevent their child being affected by it. I think that at the moment the issue is lack of information. So we don't know how many children have been tested. We you know, that information isn't in the public domain. It's only starting to come out now in terms of the effectiveness of this vaccine. What is the dosage amount and what are the likely long-term effects on a child? Particularly, I know parents are worried about the reproductive system and the effectiveness of or what effect that might have on that. I think that, you know, obviously we can't prove that because we haven't got a longitudinal study. However, so far there hasn't been any adverse effects in that regard amongst adults. The children will be getting a dose of one third of what the adults have been taking. The effectiveness of this vaccine is just over 90%, and the adverse effects in terms of immediately after the vaccine are the same as what you would get with the free flu vaccine shot, which are you know, headaches, you know, soreness in the injection area, maybe a bit of a temperature, a slight cold. But these are minor when you compare what it might be for a child to contract the virus
itself. And let alone the dangers of long COVID. Laura, thank you. Laura Erskine from Baby Doc Club.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.